Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. Volunteering has a positive effect on our mental health, according to a new report. Volunteering Queensland reveals a 4.1% increase in the well-being of those who donate their time. Spokesperson Ricky Anderson says despite a drop in recent volley numbers, 30% of Queenslanders say they want to volunteer more in the next few years.
Doing something that's kind and something that's not for yourself, you're choosing to do something that you're choosing to do with your time. And it's those endorphins that are released by helping someone else or something else, like the environment, like the animals. It's that concept of do unto others.
An industry expert says we could have continued to produce engineered stone safely in Queensland. It comes as the federal government's nationwide ban on the product will come into effect on July 1. Master Builders Queensland's Workforce Services Manager Craig Dealing says our state is leading the way with eliminating the risk of silicosis.
We had Australia's first two codes of practice dealing with this issue, and I feel that at a federal level, the calls to ban it were probably looking at the other states who weren't doing as much as we've done.
Another blow for Bonza's more than 300-strong workforce. The embattled airline has told them they'll remain stood down for at least another week, while the federal court has been told it's likely the airline's 5 aircraft will be removed from Australia, with administrators powerless to intervene. This is because the plane's leases were terminated just minutes before administrators were last week appointed. More than $14,000 has been raised to support Morgan Zeno, one of two men badly burnt last month at Mount Isa Mine's copper smelter. In an update on GoFundMe, Mr. Zeno's sister revealed he's improved and is no longer in ICU, going on to say the cash raised will help with his recovery, including skin grafts and rehab. And another brainstorming session will be held tonight at Outback at Isa as council works on a plan to make the city a tourism destination.